And the first speaker, delighted to welcome her, Kate Hall-Wright from DEFRA, policy advisor who's worked both in the NHS and in DEFRA, and she will help set the national context for today. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
So hi everyone, I'm Kate Hall-Wright. I work in DEFRA, the Department for the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, and the National Environment Strategy Team, which has overall oversight for the implementation of government's 25-year environment plan, which I'll talk about in a moment. I joined this team towards the end of last year. Prior to that, I worked in the Joint Air Quality Unit, which seeks to reduce nitrogen dioxide levels across the country. But I've also worked in a number of other government departments, Department for Work and Pensions, HMRC, and Department for Health and Social Care. I'd like to thank the organisers of today's event for providing me with this opportunity to come and talk about two of the initiatives we have which relate to today's theme of the environment, health and wellbeing. And the two programmes I'm going to be talking about, the mental health programme, which I lead on, and the Year of Green Action, which my colleague Helen Ward, who's head of strategic engagement within the Natural Environment Strategy Team, leads on. So any questions I have which I can't answer in detail on the Year of Green Action, I'll make sure I take away and come back with more detailed answers. I'm going to start by giving an overview of the mental health programme, how we've got to where we've got to now, and where we seek to get to, and then move on to talk about the Year of Green Action. So to give a bit of background policy context, just over a year ago today, we published government's 25-year environment plan, which sets out how we're going to protect and enhance the environment over the next 25 years. And it sets out that some quite radical action is needed to ensure nature's recovery and future good health over the next 25 years, and sets out some ambitious goals to get there. So the plan contains 10 goals and over 230 actions, which are owned by the DEFRA group and across Whitehall. And through these actions, which you can see up here, we seek to have cleaner air and water, richer habitats, a sustainable approach to agriculture, fisheries, land use and forestry, and reduce our risk from environmental hazards, use resources more sustainably and efficiently, and promote the beauty, heritage, engagement of our natural environment. We'll also manage pressures on the environment by mitigating and adapting to climate change, minimising our waste, managing exposure to chemicals and enhancing biosecurity. And the mental health programme of work and the Year of Green Action fit within Goal 6, which is enhance beauty heritage engagement in the natural environment. So Chapter 3 of the 25-year environment plan focuses on connecting people with the environment to improve their health and well-being. And there are kind of four key components to this. The first is helping people improve their health and well-being using green spaces, which is where the mental health programme fits into. Encouraging children to be close to nature in and out of school. And from that, we've developed the Children Nature Programme. And then greening our towns and cities, and then making 2019 a year of action for the environment, which is where yoga has come from. So within this first overall component about connecting people more systematically with green space to improve mental health, there are two key commitments. One is about considering how environmental therapies can be delivered through mental health services. And the second is about promoting health and well-being through the natural environment. And the mental health programme has two projects, and each one of these seeks to deliver on these two commitments. So there's good evidence that the natural environment plays a really important role in supporting people's health and well-being. And you can see some kind of key stats up there on that. But to quote from the 25-year environment plan from DEFRA's evidence statement, which was published in 2017 with the University of Exeter, spending time in the natural environment as a resident or visitor improves our mental health and feelings of well-being. It can reduce stress, fatigue, anxiety, and depression, and it can help boost immune systems, encourage physical activity, and may reduce the risk of chronic diseases such as asthma. So really, there's some strong, consistent evidence to support these type of interventions. So what is the mental health programme? Well, the mental health programme is a national partnership, four partnership organisation between DEFRA, Natural England, Public Health England, and NHS England. And it's composed of two projects. A social prescribing project, which is about linking patients in primary care with sources of support in the community. And then the second is the Natural Environment for Health and Wellbeing project. And I'll go into a bit more detail about these two projects in a moment. Both of these delivery projects are supported by two evidence projects, which will help inform design delivery. And we've established a mental health programme board, which will oversee implementation of this programme. And that's chaired by the Deputy Director of the Natural Environment Strategy Team and contains representation from these four organisations. Through this programme board, we've also engaged local organisations, such as the Local Government Association, ADEPT, ADPH, to hear their views, gather their insights, and hear about delivery on the ground. So to kind of go into a bit more detail about these two projects, the social prescribing project we're developing with NHS England and Natural England, and this aims to improve people's mental health and well-being by connecting them to nature-based activities through social prescribing and the broader model of comprehensive personalised care. The project aims to maximise the opportunities available to connect people with the natural environment and with identifiable mental health need to nature-based activities in the community. And it will look to enable and help mental health trusts to broaden their service offer to include access to nature-based activities. It will also seek to develop and test systems to enable appropriate referrals and develop and test changes to commissioning and funding flows. This project will look at two segments of the population, those with a low-level identifiable mental health need cared for in primary care, and those with a medium-level care cared for in secondary mental health care services. And this project has been kind of agreed at high level by directors in DEFRA and NHS England, and we're incorporating the final changes into this project at the moment. And the second project, the Natural Environment for Health and Wellbeing project, is a joint project between DEFRA, Public Health England and Natural England. And this aims to connect populations most at risk of developing a mental health condition more systematically with the natural environment to support their mental and physical health. And the project looks to understand methods that can be used to help design policy and programme interventions to increase usage and access to the natural environment to help enable behaviour change. And it will look to understand the approaches, structures and methods that bring the greatest success of increasing access and usage to the natural environment and enable government to provide evidence and tools to public health professionals to increase access and usage. And I guess together the two projects aim to cover a really broad spectrum of people with a range of mental health conditions. And although they have separate objectives, we're obviously seeking to align and brigade work where we can. These two delivery projects are supported by two evidence projects. The first will look to understand how those most at risk of poor mental health and well-being can be supported to increase their use of and access to the natural environment. So this will undertake a review of current evidence that's out there at the moment, look at any potential challenges and barriers in this space, and then provide recommendations to professionals in this area. The second, we'll look to understand what works in terms of supporting provision of natural therapeutic interventions for people with an identifiable mental health illness. So we'll review current evidence, look at what works, get insights from mental health professionals, public care services, voluntary organisations to look at kind of what opportunities there are in this space, what are the key challenges and barriers, and then consolidate these results and provide recommendations to go forward. So kind of, I guess, next steps of these projects, the evidence projects we're looking to start in the next few months. And within the next few months as well, we're looking to finalise design of the two projects that make up the programme. This is obviously dependent on securing funding for the two projects, so that's the key next step for our team. So, moving on to the Year of Green Action. Uh, As I said earlier, the Your Green Action stems from government's 25-year environment plan, which has these 10 overarching goals and a number of commitments within it to improve the environment. Critically, this is a government-wide plan. It's not owned just by DEFRA, it's about getting all government departments involved to help deliver this. I don't know if you can see this very well. I definitely can't, but... So why do we need a year of green action? Well, conserving our world is not just the job of the government. Everyone must play their part. And the plan announced that 2019 would be a year of environmental action for all, to inspire people to make choices to protect the natural environment. Through the year of green action, we hope to maintain and support current momentum and interest and get more people taking action to improve the environment. We want to instill a legacy to improve the environment within a generation and lay a foundation to encourage individual and organisational behaviour change. So what do we hope to achieve through the Year of Green Action? We really want to showcase collective action in achieving the goals set out in the 25-year environment plan and draw together local and national initiatives that align with the 25-year environment plan vision and help stakeholders to reach wider audiences. We want to challenge and inspire others to play a part and encourage more opportunities in the environment for young people to get involved and actually lead this change. So as this slide shows, the Year of Green Action is a partnership for change. It's only by working together across government, industry and voluntary organisations that we can affect the necessary behaviour change and prompt the actions needed to make a difference. So we've chosen three themes for the Year of Green Action: connect, protect and enhance. And research has shown that if people feel an emotional connection with the natural environment, then they're more likely to take steps to conserve and improve it. So connecting is about improving understanding of the state of our environment, the benefits a healthy environment can bring, and the effect of actions that they can have on the natural environment. The second theme is protect, and this is about helping communities and businesses decrease their impact on the environment through greener decision making. The third is enhance, and this is really about inspiring people to enrich the environment, encouraging individuals and organisations to actively improve their local community. So here are some examples of things that we considered a green action, although this list is far from exhaustive. And these are the sort of things that we're hoping to stimulate through the Year of Green Action across the three themes, connect, protect, and enhance. And these can be really small actions, as simple as visiting a green space or greening the environment that you work in. But it's also about businesses and organisations taking steps as well. So, for example, informing their workforce of the value of the natural environment and the mental health benefits that it can bring. So children and young people are at the heart of the Year of Green Action. And to help us achieve this, DEFRA has formed a partnership with the charity Step Up to Serve to develop an environment theme for the National I Will campaign for 2019. And the campaign will be launched this Thursday at the London Zoo, with the Secretary of State for DEFRA, Michael Gove, giving the keynote address to announce it and the wider Year of Green Action. The I Will campaign is a movement led by all sectors that by 2020 aims to make involvement in meaning social action a part of life for all 10 to 20-year-olds. And we're working with a number of partners from the environmental and youth sectors to promote environmental opportunities that attract young people from all backgrounds. And together we can aim to empower more young people to take action for the environment. And there are a number of ways that you can get involved. You know, it's about creating good quality opportunities for young people to fundraise and volunteer or campaign to help improve and protect our environment. Finding ways to involve young people in the leadership of organisations so that they can help shape positive action for the environment. And join the I Will campaign by making a pledge and helping to grow embedded youth social action. So throughout the year, we intend to raise awareness of opportunities of green action. And we'd love to hear about action that different organisations are taking or how you plan to engage businesses, leaders in green action during 2019. Yes, we'd love people to get in touch, tell us what you intend to do, what themes these relate to, who it involves, and what you're going to do. And if you're happy for us to kind of use this information to put on our website. Particularly any case studies that you have that show the benefits of green action to both the environment and those taking part, and any kind of photos, videos that you have, we'd be really happy to put up on our website as well. I mean, it's really about spreading the word. We want to hear from different stakeholders and organisations who want to be part of this and generate action in 2019. So please do share this information widely around all your networks. So please use the hashtag wherever you can, hashtag Year of Green Action. And you can download our partner toolkit from our website and use our logo to brand different themed events and any associated activity with your Year of Green Action. And together we can achieve so much more. Thank you.